Okay, well, hopefully we'll get to some of those HER2 issues. But just to finish out on this lady, I see her, as you mentioned, she went on Palbo, Cosarelin, Letrozole, and Zoledronic Acid, and she had her ovaries taken out. And I guess she was on that for 2 years. And what happened at that point? She had disease progression?
Very minimal disease progression. She actually had literally 3 new spots show up, like tiny, tiny spots, one in her spine, one of her femur, and one of her ribs. They weren't there before. That was both confirmed both by CAT scan and bone scan. And at that point, we discussed that, you know, she probably was running out of the benefit that she was getting from the letrozole and palbo, and it was time to change. But because she was still obviously asymptomatic at this point, she has an ECOG performance status of 0. She feels great and has no side effects whatsoever from what we're doing, and still disease that is confined to the bones. We discussed participation on a clinical trial where she now has been randomized to receive either fulvestrin by itself or fulvestrin plus ribociclib. This is a placebo-controlled trial, so we don't know what she's getting. I suspect we're going to find quickly based on her counts. But nevertheless, this is a clinical trial exploring the value of continuation of CDK4/6 inhibition and switching the type of endocrine therapy that patients are getting. So she went from getting letrozole to fulvestrin and getting, in this case, a different CDK4/6 inhibitor.
Just out of curiosity, if she hadn't gone in the trial, if there wasn't a trial available, how would you have treated her off trial?
The two things I discussed with her, aside from the trial, is either consideration for fulvestrin alone or a combination of fulvestrin and everolimus. I don't feel particularly strongly towards one or the other in her case, precisely because she's very asymptomatic and really does not have any soft tissue disease. So I could have easily gone with fulvestrin alone.